This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Bam! Look. You knew it was almost over. You just didn't know how it would end.
No.
But the Blazers called 1-800-DIVORCE.
I didn't see this one coming.
And they divorced DeAndre Ayton by buying him out?
Yeah. I guess they saved about 10 milli. They agreed on a...
Because he was owed like 35 million?
35, and I think they bought him out for 25, and now he can go sign wherever, and he'll make up that 10 and what, and you know.
We'll get to our bit in a second.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of... top Trailblazers, whom I remember for things off the court more than on the court.
Yeah.
But quickly on the logistics of this.
The era unbecoming.
Yeah. Why could they not trade him? Like the Lakers want him.
Yeah, so I guess the problem was kind of reading through this is salaries have to be 90% in order to trade. And it sounds like Hyken was reporting this, that the Blazers were not interested in taking on any new money. They already took on an extra 70 plus million in Drew Holiday. So because they have both centers, and you weren't getting anything good back for DeAndre Ayton.
You weren't?
No, it was an expiring deal. He's problematic. He's just, and at that money, no one's giving you anything for him because you're going to have to sign him to an extension if you want to keep him long term.
So when you get another expiring deal?
Well,
therein
lies the problem is what expiring $35 million contract were you getting back for DeAndre Ayton? So there was interest in him, but nothing that would make sense unless the Blazers were willing to take on money. They didn't want to take on money. And I guess it was Ayton that approached the Blazers and said that he wanted to be in a winning situation. You know, they drafted his replacement the last 2 years. He knows he's not going to be here after this year. And Portland had tried to find a partner. No one was willing to play ball at that level of money. And so eventually Portland just said, hey man, we'll just addition by subtraction, eat the money. He's not in the long-term plans and you move on. And it just goes to show you now that once again, the Blazers have vastly overrated their trade pieces. You know, Anthony Simons brought back what? You know, Malcolm Brogdon brings back what? CJ brings back what? Norman Powell brings back what? I mean, I guess you got, out of the whole Damian Lillard thing, you got Kamara. So there's that. I mean, that's a great thing. And he was kind of like an add-on piece. But yeah, you know, there just isn't a big market for an expiring DeAndre Ayton. One that would make sense unless you were willing to take back a bad deal.
All right, well,
and they weren't
willing
to do that.
I'll take your word for it.
They're trying to clean up the books, and they've got some extensions.
Well, who messed up the books?
Well, the books aren't bad. It's just that if you took on Drew Holiday money, and if you were to take back, if someone wants an Ayton for an expiring deal, you're going to have to take back let's say you have to take back another Holiday contract where you're taking back 2 or 3 more years at $30 million. And you're going to have to extend Kamar. You're going to have to make a decision on Sharp. You're going to have to make a decision on Scoot, and I just don't think they for a team that can't seem to make up their mind what they're doing, but this is another example, I would say, of this is still a very young rebuilding team, and the objective is to not win right now because Ayton's the best center you have.
Yeah, but then you just traded for Drew Holiday.
What the hell? I don't know, man. That's the weirdest part, other than you think... the more and more that the Drew Holiday thing, he's a stable pony, and he's there to try to teach Sharp and Scoot how to be professionals. And I'm sure he's thrilled about being that. But he's Crash Davis for Nuke Lelouch. That's the only thing that makes sense, because everything else they're doing seems to scream, you know, patient and years off. So I would assume, too, that Jeremy Grant is on his way out, because he's in that same category.
Well, surely they can get something for him.
I would
hope
so.
He's a hell of a player.
I would hope so.
Trade him.
Well, I'm assuming they will.
Yeah, but that's what you said. You would have said that on Friday about Ayton, and they didn't trade him.
I will say that this, again, it just is another example of shocking of how little value the Blazers' assets have had on the open market. And then, again, now when you look back at the Damian Lillard thing, you're like, God, that's what they got for Damian Lillard?
Or they're underselling them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's one of two things. Neither are good.
Yeah. Well, and someone's asking, like, why are we poo-pooing Drew Holiday?
I'm not
poo-pooing
like
Drew Holiday, but the
but fact, he's 35 years
he's
old.
He's 35 years old. He's coming off his worst season where he was injured. And you're bringing Drew Holiday in to, again, do what? Sit the guy that you have to make a decision on that you drafted number three overall? Dude, the Boston Celtics look at Drew Holiday and they're like, dude, this is not a guy that we're moving forward with. And that's a team that supposedly is obviously had won a championship, is having to realize at this point they're not winning a title in the next year or two. So to bring in Drew Holiday, you think Portland's winning a title? Drew Holiday makes no sense. None. Other than the only thing I can think of is he's just being brought in as a mentor. But now that Ayton's gone, I would assume that Jeremy Grant is the next to go. But dude, at this point, I don't know what to make of this roster. Weird crap's happening, but Ayton wasn't a long-term piece, and this clears some runway. I would hope that Robert Williams is the next to go, but you're not going to get anything for him either. So whatever, that guy can't stay healthy. But you know, you've cleared a center spot.
I think it's weird that we are suddenly now sort of just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's the word? You have multiple veterans like Ayton, Williams, Grant, who have value. They do, as basketball players. Yeah. I mean, Ayton's not even, he's not even 30, is he?
Oh, no, he's like 25, yeah. 26.
Exactly.
And he anchored a defense
exactly.
that went to the NBA Finals.
So you have Ayton, Williams, Grant, and all of a sudden we are now just, we have peeled everything away to the point of, well, you weren't going to get anything for him anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird to me because other teams do get something for these guys. Look, I'm not saying they're like blockbuster trades, but good grief, man.
They just paid him to go.
They have value. People want them. People have been sniffing around Robert Williams. Now, of course, his knees are a problem, but people were sniffing around Ayton. I don't know. I just, they do not know what they're doing. And it's so freaking clear. It's just obvious.
I have concepts of a plan.
Going back even to
I don't even know if they have concepts of a plan.
Going back to Olshay, it is...
at least he had a style and a way of going about things. It didn't work, but he had a... What is this?
But everything from... You can go back from CJ to Dame to Ayton to Simons. They are masters of getting 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, or in this case,
you got... Nothing. If you'd have told me when they got Ayton in that deal, now again, to be fair, Kamara came in that trade, and Tamani Kamara is a guy that you would think is long-term part of your future. I think he's one of the two best parts of your future, along with Denny right now. So give him credit for that. But if you'd have told me that Ayton were to come here, and like 2 years later, you were going to actively sit him multiple times and then just pay him to go away, It is kind of a stunning fall. And it's the same thing with Anthony Simons. And it just, this is, unfortunately, has been, I think, a fairly repetitive thing where, like you said, whether it's undervaluing on the part of the front office or overvaluing and by holding on to guys too long, we just don't get good return on investments here in Portland. And we have not for a long time.
Once again, a sign that you have a bad franchise. Hopefully they sell soon. Hopefully.
But this was, I guess, about they want clean books and they did not want to take on money. And because of that, Ayton was non-movable.
Not that a sale means the end all to be all.
No.
You know, it could be worse.
But it's a step in the right direction, I would think.
Well, it could be worse. It may not be. Yeah. It could be worse if you get a new owner who's cheaper, doesn't have the money.
The thing I like about the way these...
I'd rather roll the dice with that than this crap for another... I mean, how long before it sells? 2 years?
Oh, no. It'll be gone in... They said about 18 months, and that was a few months ago. So we're hoping...
Perfect.
We're hoping by the time next year rolls around, like the start of the season...
There's your hope.
Yes. That's the hope.
Not that it's... Again, it doesn't automatically mean... a better franchise, but that's your chance.
Well, what I like is you take someone, and this is kind of weird because they just won a title, but like Howard Schultz and that whole situation with like Clay Bennett and everything. You know, Oklahoma City, Clay Bennett is not, I don't even think he's worth $1 billion outside of the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's worth a couple hundred million. And guys like that can't really buy teams anymore. When you're, I mean, the Blazers are going to sell for $4 billion plus. So when you're buying a team for $4 billion, I think we're kind of entering the realm. When's the last time a professional team was sold to a person or a group that wasn't like FU rich? I kind of think the days of the family run, you know, we kind of have to do this on a budget. The you know, in Cincinnati, the Browns and the Donald Sterlings and was it McCourt that owned the Dodgers? You know, for a little
Frank
bit,
McCourt,
you know, I kind of think those days are kind of gone because you have to put down so much effing money. It kind of leads you to a certain level of rich that I think the cheapo days, fingers crossed, are kind of behind you, especially if you're buying a small market team like Portland and you're willing to plunk down $4 billion for it. You're doing this for the love of the game. You're doing this because you got FU money.
Well, let's hope. All right, the top five Blazers that we know for something other than basketball. Does DeAndre Ayton make the list? That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.